We're doing this the Kashas Yisrael. The Seres Adibus. What's the meaning of the Seres Adibus? The Seres Adibus occurs miyuchad in three inyanim. First of all, the Seres Adibus was the beginning of Matan Torah. The Gemara says in Tainis, Tachot Chesam and Beis, B'shishon chedesh nindu Seres Adibus, u'b'shiva olam Moshe. On the sixth day of Sivan, Vav Sivan, on Shavuos, when the Yidden, after Shishmei Agbolno, when they came to Har Sinai, the beginning of Matan Torah was the Rosh Hashanah gave Klal Yisrael the Aseres HaDibros. After that, it was like a hefsek of Klal Yisrael. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the top of Har Sinai, went up to Shemayim for 40 days. 40 days later, he came back with the rest of the Torah. So the Aseres HaDibros is miyuchad that it was the beginning of Matan Torah. It was right away. The second Indian that's miyuchad of the Aseres HaDibros is that it was Mipi Gevurah Nitnu. The whole Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Aseres HaDibros is miyuchad, is so special that it was given directly Mipi Gevurah to the Yidden. Rashi and Chumash brings down Kumum Nemu Diba Echad, something that only the Rosh Hashanah could do. That's also the miyuchad of the Aseres HaDibros. The third Indian of the Aseres HaDibros is the Luchis. The special halacha that the Aseres HaDibros should be chokok, should be written on the Luchis. And these luchis were later put in the Aron HaKodesh, in the Mishkan, and in the Beis HaMikdash. Later in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Should be luchis also. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Hasina and he brought the Torah to the Yidden, he brought three parts. He brought the luchis, he brought Torah Shev Ksav, Sefer Torah, and written Sefer Torah, and Torah Shev Bal Peh. Torah Shev Bal Peh was orally, was Bal Peh, all the halachas that are not written in the Torah. But the luchis held the Aseres HaDibros. And the Luchis is a halacha in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The Luchis is not ma'akib. If for some reason you don't have the Luchis, you can still bring kabbonis. It's not ma'akib. But the tzura of the base of Mikdash is that part of the base of Mikdash is that you have the Mishkan Mikaelah, one of the Kaelim, Luchis is the Luchis. The Luchis should be there in the base of Mikdash, and it's in a special place. It's in the Aron Kodesh, in the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's the meaning of the Aseres HaDibros. Akaponim, we find that the Aseres HaDibros isn't miyuchid, it's different than the other parts of the Torah on certain things. But there's a famous Igeres HaRambam, it's not in the Sefer, but it's a letter, the Rambam writes, a very shtak amacho, kamat kolmas, he writes, very shaf, on people that stand up by laning, by kriyas HaTorah, by Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam doesn't like it. The Rambam says, these are psukim in the Torah, the same as all psukim in the Torah. When you stand up special, but people that sit the whole laning, and they stand up special for Aseres HaDibros, the Rambam, you're treating like these psukim more than any other psukim in the Torah. Every psukim in the Torah is Torah. And to treat these psukim different, the Rambam gives a klal on it. A lot of people do have the minhag to stand up by Aseres HaDibros, and we have to understand why aren't we afraid of the Rambam's klalus? If the Rambam is so sharp against it, what's happening for them? Why do we have to go against it and stand? So first of all, this Rambam is a machlokes paiskim. As you do with the bechal by kriyas HaTorah, by all laning every week, or every day, every Monday and Thursday. But every time we lane, are you supposed to stand or can you sit? Machab Paskins in our Chaim Simkuf Menvav says Dalit that ain't Tzorch Lamoid. You don't have to stand. You can sit. The Mishnah Berurah writer says on this, Vafilo Oindem Al Bima, the ain't Tzorch Lamoid, and they say for Torah, El Kshod Mleisa. Even the ones standing by the Bima don't have to stand by laning. The ones standing by the Bima, who does he mean? Lachay means the Balkari, Lachay means the Oila, the person getting the Aliyah. The Gaboyim, even the person getting the Aliyah is not allowed to sit. There's no halacha standing according to the Machab by Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramo is chayil. The Ramo says yesh machmir b'yamdim. The Ramo says there are people that are machmir and they do stand. The Mishnah brings down from the Pichadish and the Goyin that the ikke kedas machaber. The Pesukim paskin over here, even though normally Bnei Ashkenaz follow the Ramo, but over here the Pesukim say we follow the machaber and you can sit by laning. And it's also you do it. That was the sheet that Arizal. The Arizal held that you could sit by laning. You don't have to stand. What? Who?
The hell do you not allowed to stand?
Visa held the Shana, you should be dafkas it. Yeah, so
saying? Because otherwise, it's quite for the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yamid doesn't mean Yamid, it means Yishtoik. If somebody stands, it's showing that it's not.
Not like the Gemara. Okay. What's the machlok? Is the machaber on the paiskum if you should stand by leaning or if you should sit? So I saw in the Sefer Shas Chuvus Chuvus Van Hoges from Moshe Shtembach. He brings down the Biskarov that the Biskarov of the Taina that Kriyas HaTorah could be as a din of Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. We know there's a lach, the Gemara says in Baruch Hashem, it's called Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, and he pochs masar. Davish Rakadusha, you need a minion. And we find that Kriyas HaTorah is only by a minion. It's only when you have a tziba. Only when you have 10 men. If you don't have 10 people, you don't lane. So time to b'skirav, achayot sedavish v'kedusha. It says that we kaddish and kedusha, all these things, if you don't say kaddish, unless you have a minion, when you dam b'chidus, you don't say kedusha. The same thing, kriyas HaTorah, time to b'skirav. Why don't you have kriyas HaTorah yourself? How come you're not mechayiv to lane yourself? If you dam b'chidus, or if you have less than a minion, why don't you have kriyas HaTorah? Time to b'skirav, achayot sedavish v'kedusha. What's the davish v'kedusha? Achayot sedin drabanan. The Gemara runs it out from the pasuk in the Gdashti b'sech b'nei Yisrael that davish kedusha is any loyehei pachs masara shav tafka minyan. But what is kaveh davish kedusha? Chazal kaveh. Chazal told us that they were kaveh. The kaddish needs a minyan. Kedusha needs a minyan. Sign to b'skirah. Chazal also kaveh that leaning the kriyastar needs a minyan. Means davish kedusha. And another halacha davish kedusha is you're supposed to stand by davish kedusha. By kedusha you stand. By kaddish you stand. Time to b'skirah that lane kriyas HaTorah is batsim davish kedusha. That's where you have to stand. That's pshat in the Ramah. What's pshat in the Mechaba then? So Moshe Shterbuch wants to say the Mechaba will hold. No, the Mechaba will say that laning is not a davish kedusha. Why do you need a minion? There's a different reason why you need a minion. It's a chayva siba. This is where they all talk about that batsim is a whole shayla. Does everyone have to listen to laning, or is it enough that the tziba lane? A lot of pesukim say it's a chayva siba. The tziba should have kriyas HaTorah. Not that they have rights to it, and not everyone has to listen to it. That's the Indian of minyan. It doesn't mean davar shel kedusha. That means it's supposed to shvet kol davar shel kedusha. But so that's the machlokes. Is the Indian of kriyas HaTorah needs a minyan? Is it because it's davar shel kedusha, or is it because it's a chayv tziba? If it's davar shel kedusha, you have to stand by lining. If it's a chayv tziba, you don't have to stand. That'll be the machlokes. Meister, the velt is noyeg, and it's the minyan of his father, also like the mechaba and the rizal and the poskim to sit. The minyan of yeshivas is to stand like the Rama. So, when you come to the Seder Sedibris, if you're doing like the Minhag of the Yeshivas, that they stand by the whole laning, they don't have a problem. They stand by the whole laning, they can stand by the Seder Sedibris also, because they won't have the Rambam's problem. The Rambam's whole problem was, Taina was, why are you sitting a whole laning and standing special for the Seder Sedibris? Why are you treating the Seder Sedibris special? But if you do like, and I think Duchsaf the Sfadim, they sit by, the next time is to sit by the Seder Sedibris. They sit by both. They sit by Eleni and by Sirs. They also, they're following the Rambam. But the rest of the Velt, which and the Chassidim is, they sit by Eleni and they stand up special by Sirs Adibris. They're going Befeish and Kegan Rambam. This is what the Rambam didn't like. The Rambam said that, you know, this is Pesukim, this is Pesukim. Don't treat this different. This tiny of the Rambam is also a Gemara Brachas, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, brings down, the Mishnah says in Tomid, Daf Lamed Beis, that they're Masakin in davening to say every day a Seder Sedibris together with Krishna. So they used to say a Seder Sedibris together with Krishna. And they went brachas, like Yubei says, that kva bitlam and they threw him as a minim. Later, it was not chazal, they were mavatl, because the minim were telling the Abbey Kusim were using this to say that the only important part of the Torah is a Seder Sedibris, nothing else. So you see this Indian, the go treat the Seder Sedibris specials, but that's a Gemara, but Maisa Dam says, the Farish, the Shtaka Taina, not the stands. What's Peshat in the Velsman to stand up? So I heard from my uncle, the Michal from Yaron, that he heard from Bishop from Boston, a teretz for the Minhag Olam. He says it could be the Mokum and the Rambam, where he had this tain and not the same by Seder Sedibris. It could be by the Rambam they lane the Seder Sedibris in the regular chop, in the regular niggin, the regular chop, and that's why the Rambam had a problem. Why he's standing up? But we today we lane the Seder Sedibris in Tam Elyon. There's a mainly saying like this. Ben Mr. Rambam is also moida that there's something special about the Seder Sedibris. Like we said before, Seder Sedibris happens to be, it isn't in Miyuchad. Besides being Pesukim in the Torah, it's also the Seder Sedibris. What's the Dinyan Seder Sedibris? It was given first by Matan Torah, separate from the rest of the Torah. It was given by Pia Gavua, different than the rest of the Torah. It is a halacha to put on the Luchais, a special halacha of a Luchais. There is something different about the Seder Sedibris. There's a mela, when you lay in a Seder Sedibris, you can lay in it for two reasons. You can lay in it because it's Pesukim in the Torah, and you can also lay in it because it's a din of Seder Sedibris. There's a mela, if you're laying it because it's a din of Seder Sedibris, there's nothing wrong with treating it different. Then you can take a stand by the Seder Sedibris. But if you're laying it because it's a regular Pesukim in the Torah, that was the Rambam's Taina. As Pesukim in the Torah, it's no different than any other Pesuk. There's a mela, by the Rambam, they lay in it in a regular trap. It's regular tamim, regular child. So it was like a regular, they walked to Pashas Yisrael, they kept on leaning straight. That's where the Rambam bothered him, to see people almost on standing up. You're just leaning it out, it's regular Kriyas HaTorah, you can't treat it different than the other Pesukim, you can't stand up. But we leaned it with Tam Elyon. So when we leaned it with Tam Elyon, with the special trup of Aseres HaDibros, we're showing it's not only Kriyas HaTorah, it's also Aseres HaDibros. And when you're leaning it also mitam Aseres HaDibros, there's nothing wrong with treating it special. That's the hetah for the minhag. But the Bumaisa Devel does it. It doesn't do it that way.
I'm saying,
sure, it's when you delay it out of the service and do it. That'll be even a bigger hetter. But Rishabh at the time that Ram would be moida, if you show that you're leaning it because of the specialty in your miyuchid of the service, then it won't be a tiny. The only problem is when you're leaning it, it's time also leaning.
The place that they
lay
the time on the basis, Shir, they also stand.
Yeah, okay. You could have the same thing. It's also a Tamelian. It's also a Tamelian. I personally, myself, what I try to do is, even though I often sip a Kriyas HaTorah, but the Aliyah of Aseres HaDibros, I stand from the beginning of the Aliyah. So if I may not stand the whole leaning, but if I'll stand from the beginning of the Aliyah, so then I'm not getting up special by Aseres HaDibros.
Doesn't Moshe have tshuva?
Wait, he says something like that also? I had a different kasha this week. What's Kaveya, the Mizpah Asara of Aseres HaDibros? What does it mean that 10? What does the number 10 come from? Where do you have 10 things in Aseres HaDibros? It does not mean mitzvahs. Because if you look at all the many mitzvahs, the Chinuch, the Rambam, they all count the Aseres HaDibros to be 14 mitzvahs. In the Tayyib mitzvahs, in the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah, the Aseres HaDibros is 14 of the mitzvahs, because the mitzvah of Layin Lecha, the second mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, actually has in it four mitzvahs. It has in it four, let's just say, it's the Layin Lecha, you should not think of any other Hashem Geshka. The second lav is not to make a pesel, the pasuk says. The third lav is like shachbunahem, special lav and bowing down, and the fourth lav is like avdim, to do a vaydazar. In this lav of Yilcha, there's actually four mitzvahs like says, which are counting the entire mitzvahs. And in the fourth diba of the Aseres HaDibros of Zochus Yom Shabbos HaKadoshei, the chinuch counts for two mitzvahs, because it's the mitzvah of Zochus Yom Shabbos HaKadoshei, which is the mitzvah of the Reis of Kiddush, and it's also the mitzvah of Lisas Chalka Mocha, not to do Mocha Shabbos. So it comes out, the Aseres HaDibros is really 14 mitzvahs out of the Tayyag mitzvahs, but it's not called the Yudal HaDibros, it's called the Aseres HaDibros, the 10 Dibros. Why is it called 10? And you can't say that it's
the... Look back in the old
days. That's right, it's called 10. Why is it called 10? So why are we mechalik? I mean, the second one is actually four mitzvahs, and the fourth one is two mitzvahs. So it's really 14 mitzvahs.
It's right. Not 10 commandments. That's for sure.
That's also right. In English, what they call 10 commandments is definitely a misnomer. It's not a good translation, because it's 14 commandments. It may be 10 dibris, but it's 14 commandments. So they're definitely translating wrong. It's 14 mitzvahs, commandments over here. But so where does number 10 come from? You can't say the number 10 comes from the psukim. Because again, if you count the pesukim, it says the dibros is much more than 10. Some of the dibros, the second one, Layilcha, has a number of pesukim to it, and then you have four of the dibros are all in one pasuk. It's all one pasuk, so it's not 10 pesukim either. So where's number 10 come from? You also can't say the number 10 comes from the Pasha Yestumais. In Hilchus Kisei Sekretariah, there's a Masoya Alcham Hashem Sinai in the Torah Shabbat. When you write the Torah Shabbat, some Pashas have to be a Pasha Yestumais. Pasha Yestumais means you should leave a Halacham Hashem Sinai, you should leave a Revach, a space of 9 Oisiyas between the Pashas. That's what you look in the Sefer Torah. There's between different Pashas, there's a space of 9 Oisiyas. Our Chamosha make a simon, that bold Samach. They put that bold samach in there to show you. We don't put spaces in our chumashim, but that shows you that then where the parshas end. Now, if you look in the Aseres HaDibros, there's pretty much one of those bold things between each of the dibros, which in the Sefer Torah there will be a space of 9 oisis between each dibra. So maybe you'd say it's 10 parshas. Even in that pasuk, oisitzach, oisinach, oisignach, oisana, beyecha, etchaka, those four dibros, also each one is a pashya. It's interesting. It's one pasuk with four pashyas. If it's one pasuk, but in that one pasuk, you have a space of 9 oisiyas. of nine is between each one. So what's the inyan of the one pasuk? The halacha one pasuk is the Gemara says called Gemara Megillah that Chafei is called pasuk like paskin Moshe not like paskinan. It's a halacha not to you really should not say half a pasuk. Whenever you sing a pasuk like this pasuk of Leisitzah Resina Leisitzah Leisana Reachay Shaki, you really should say the complete pasuk, even though there's a lot of space there. That there's four pashis and it's four dibris, but it's still halacha one pasuk. So on Chari, you would think that maybe it's ten pashis, but it's also not true. Because between Anoichi and La'iyya, between the first and the second Ibra, there's no, look in the Chumash, there's no, you don't have that bold Samach, there's no, and you can say the Torah, there's no space, there's no Pashis. If the Pashis would mechalik it, then there would have to be a Pashis Tumah between Anoichi and La'iyya. It's really only nine Pashis. So Sesa Dibis again is really 14 mitzvahs, and it's nine Pashis, and it's a lot of psukim. So where is the number 10? What does that help? That would just create an extra one.
It's a 10.
If you count that as Pashis, and then you should know there's an Ibn Ezra that has a, he has the most interesting cheshbon. He doesn't make the luchos like we have over here. Point to save it there. He counts, the Ibn Ezra wants to count, Nechi and Oyil has one diva. But all the other mefashim, according to him on the luchos, it didn't say, the Nechi Oyil was one diva. He has a whole different cheshbon of how to make the Sesa Dibis. But most mefashim, they learn that Sesa Dibis, Anoichi is the first diva and Yilch is the second. So back to Akasha, what is the 10? Now you also can't say that it's 10 in Yonim. That you say maybe Yilch is all one diva because it's all one Indian. Maybe four mitzvahs, four mitzvahs of the Zara, but it's all one Indian. And Shabbos also, you think, is even though it's two mitzvahs, it's Kiddush and Lisas Kamalach, but it's all one Indian of Shabbos. But that I don't think was a terrorist, because if it's supposed to be 10 in Yonim, then Lachar and Neichel and Yonim should be one.
No, so Neichel is not so because some of the money mitzvahs are not
money. Right, Devin Ezra. But I'm asking according to the ones that are money in Neichel, the ones that are according to most of them. Yeah, most of Yishanim count the Neichel as the first, the way we have the. Our
even those that are money, there's a sense at Dvarim. And a Neichi is a separate Dibur, but it's not one of the mitzvahs. You say because you can't have a mitzvah until you have a Neichi. A Neichi is the Heshbi, you said, even before the year.
Okay.
It's not the same meaning. But
you
have an Neichi and there's no mitzvah.
But what's the Sesa Dibis? So I just wonder, where does number 10 come from?
I'm saying, what you're saying, 10 in Yonim makes sense.
Oh, 10 in Yonim.
It's 10 in Yonim. Neichi and Lehi is 2 in Yonim. What is
a Neichi? Oh, one is the Yisoid.
One is the Yisrael of Anoichi, one is Lehi, and I'll have a
good
Zohar. You can have a
Yisrael
of
Anoichi,
and I'll have a
Lehi. Okay, but I mean, to me, okay, I mean, Kiddush and Leisas Mochas is more of a stretch. You're putting those two together as one, because one Indian, the other is one Indian.
Now that even have Shittuf. Right. That could be, Shittuf means that you still believe in Anoichi, you can have a
Zohar. That's your Torah, says there's 10 in Yonim, and those, and Anoichi and Lehi is not Mamash.
It's good, as you said, it's not good.
Okay. The Ma'ase, the number 10 is a pasuk. The pasuk says Vaita in Kisisa, and it's in Veschan, and also it's another pasuk, but in Kisisa, the pasuk says Vayichtev al luchos esdivi abris aseres hadvarim. So it does say that you should write on the luchos esdivi abris aseres hadvarim, these 10 things. So you see, the Torah calls us as this. The only question is, what are the 10? And how do you machag? I didn't see anyone speak about this. It's me, it's a tzarchi, and what is the aseres hadvarim? Okay, so I want to speak about one of the sessions, like we said, is the Yilcha, is the Lav of Vedazara, which has in it actually four Lavin, and one of them is the Pasuk Lisa'abdi, not to do a Vedazara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Samachon Bey says that Vedazara could be, the Lav of Vedazara is two ways. One is Kedaka, and one is Shloi Kedaka. Kedaka means, like the Mishnah brings down, they used to have some of the Zohars in those days, it was Baal Pachman, some Baal Pa'ar, it was, and the derech to be Oyvid, this of a Zohar, Baal Pa'ar was, they were Poyil of Baal Pa'ar. They were Matriz Rei, they would go to the bathroom, without a bathroom, in front of the Zohar, that was the way they deemed this of a Zohar. There was another Zohar called Makongos, the famous of a Zohar, Makongos, that there used to be Zohar Kevin of Makongos, they used to throw rocks at it, that's the way they were Oyvid of a Zohar. So the Mishnah says, even though it's obviously Mishnah, the whole Vedazara is Mishnah, even though it looks very funny, but that's the way, that's the Derech of Vedazara, that's what you chayv mison. But if you do the Derech of one of Vedazara, another Vedazara, you're not even. First one will be Matriz Rei, you'll be Poya to Makolas, so he'll be Zerg Abonim to Baal Pa'ar, you would not be chayv. We know that I probably heard a few years ago, it was a whole tumult about in India. They have an Avodah Zarah today, which they were saying they used to be Avodah by cutting the hair in front of it. People cut their hair. It was a whole shayla of that cut here was Takruvah Avodah Zarah, if they made Sheitlach out of it. But that was the derech of being Avodah Zarah, was to cut here. If there's a cut here in front of the Avodah Zarah, be chayv misa. If he cuts his hair to be Avodah, a different Avodah Zarah, he will not be chayv. Because that has to be the derech. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Yidal Mabez, that in the Bimei Avram Avinu, the times of Avram Avinu, Masechet Avodah Zarah had 400 perakim. Because each perik had to describe all the different Avodah Zarahs, what the Avodah was, to know the halacha of what you chayv misa on. Those program were lost, and we don't have it today. In Lameis, it's not something to get today, because Baruch Hashem, all those Vezorahs have been destroyed or gone. But that's the halacha of Vezorah Kedaka, has to be done specifically at derech of the Vezorah. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that there's four Avodahs which are Chayat Ben Kedaka, Mishal Kedaka. There's four Avodahs, the person is over the Vezorah, he's Chayat, even if it's not a derech to be over with that Vezorah that way. Even if that Avodah Zarah, you don't do it, you still chayev. The four are Shechita, Haktara, Nisach, and Ashtachava. Shechting, or being Maktia, any Ketaris in front of it, or Nisach pouring any wine in front of it, or bowing down. And the reason is because it's going down from Avodah's Panim. Anything which is an Avodah by us, by Emesah, Avodah, and Beis HaMikdash, if you do it from Avodah Zarah, you're chayev, even if it's not a derech. This Avodah Zarah, nobody shechs to it, but if someone shechs this Avodah Zarah, he'll be chayev Nisa. That's the halacha of the four avodas which are chayim ben kedakan mishal kedakan. Miches chinuch says a shayla. What will be the halacha of a person shechs a ben pekuah to avodah zarah? Takes a ben pekuah. We know behemoth that was shechted and they found the ube b'meah. They found the baby inside it. That baby, even though it's a live baby and it's walking around, but the rice is not in each shechita. It's called ben pekuah. So if a person takes a ben pekuah and he shechs that for avodah zarah, but it's not a din shechita, because it doesn't need shechita. What do you say? The Maisi is doing a Maisi shechita, so it's chayev. So the Miches Chinuch wants to bring a raya from Gemara Chumen, the Fayin Dara. The Gemara Klez, the similar shayra, by Pidyon Petach HaMoved, it said. The Torah says that there's one behemoth Temeya, we have a din Bechor behemoth Torah. Behemoth Torah is learning on a Petach Rechem, the firstborn, that's a Bechor, you give it to the Kohen, so not as Kun, it's a carbon Bechor. But by behemoth meis, there's no sus, a horse, if it has a baby, there's no din b'chor, except for pet chama. Special tzeis akosim that when a chama, a donkey, has a baby, pet rechem, the first child, it also has a din of a certain din of b'chor, like a din of pet chama. But Torah says you don't give that chama to a kohen. The Torah says you should be poyde with a seh. Take a seh, a sheep, and be poyde the pet chama on it, and then give the seh to the kohen. Actually, the Mishnais and the Gemara explained that really you could be poyda petachama with money also. You can give kesef or shove kesef or anything. You take anything with the value that petachama you poyda. The only difference is if you poyda with kesef or shove kesef, you have to do the exact value of the petachama. If the petachama price was $400, you have to do exactly $400. But if you poyda with a set kolshu, you could do a set. It doesn't have to be the same value. It could be worth even a lot less. It could be like even a $25 baby little set. You could also give that to be poyda. Oh, so Gemara declares, what about a seh ben pekua? If you have a seh which was a ben pekua, can you use that to be poyd the petachama? And the nafkamina will be if it's less than the value. If it be the value of the petachama, it's no different than any shavakasa. But if it's less than the value, we'll have a din seh. The Gemara says, do you say that since it's geshechted already, it's havi kibisu b'dikunga, it's like you're giving meat in a pot, the meat in a pot is not a seh for sure not. If you take a sheep, that meat, then you put it in a pot, that would have to be shavah kesef, that would be the value of the petach chama. But over here, since the Gemara says, since it's rot v'ozav rot, since the seh is running around, it's alive, maybe that does have a shem, a din seh, and you can put it in the petach chama. That's my shayla. Time to mechaz chinuch. That would be the same shayla. If you shech the petach chama for the zohar, that should be chayev. I didn't really see the tzushtel. I don't really understand the tzushtel because the reason why the Gemara says that a petach chama would be good for a pitim petach chama is because it's rot v'ozel, it has a din of a seh. B'negei petach chama, the chashiv is b'negei shchita, nachera, you need a din shchita. And a ben pekuah is not a din shechita, because a ben pekuah is a zavis geshachten already. There's no meister shechita over here, so I don't really see the tzushtel. That's something else, right? Right, the Gemara talks about you break a stick, which is a Yashchita. The Mechazir talks about that. He must be Mechalik. That's what you want to say, why Yashchita is Ben Bakul should be Yashchita?
Then you don't have to talk about it.
Yeah. If somebody says, I have to see it again. He is that guy. He wants to say that, but he shrugs that up. He says, if some reason it's a little different, I'm not sure what the reason was.
What's the Chef Bechazir?
Right. I was thinking the chayyur the chakir would be, do you need a ma'is hashchit the mamish to have to be over the vedazor? Then ben bakul will not be ma'is hashchit, or is the Indian the kavod of shchita? The whole Indian of vedazor is being mechabed of vedazor, giving honor to the kavod, the falsha kavod, the narsha kavod, the rasha that wants to be mechabed of vedazor by shechting, he's giving that kavod of vedazor, and then the kavod of shchita is no difference between ben bakul and not ben bakul. If you're going to look at the Indian of a kavod shaboy, maybe that's the chakir. Next, the Mechaskunach class is about Shnaim She'osu. What if two people shech they a behemoth in front of a vizor? Would that be chayiv or not? He says, Gemara says in Shabbos, it's like days and days that Shnaim She'osu by Shabbos is potter. So do you say, just like it's not a shechit of a Shabbos, Shnaim She'osu is potter? What about for a vizor? Is also potter? So first I didn't understand the whole chakir so well, because I was thinking that the Gemara says the p'tur of Shnaim She'osu by Shabbos is learned out from Basaisa, the pasuk of Basaisa, which is said by the Karmachatas, which is really called Terakuma. So the whole miyad of Shnaim She'osu is not miyuchad to Shabbos. The p'tur of two people doing a ma'isa together, and the Gemara explains, it's talking about zeh yochel zeh yochel. Each one is able to do on their own, and they do it together. So is going to happen by Basaisa? So chayiv, it's a p'tur and karatar kula. If it's p'tur and karatar kula, it should be p'tur by avodah zarah also. But then it is a big shayin on the Rishonim. There's in the goyis shulim mincha they bring down. There's a Rashi and a Tshuva chel galus mechav ches. It's Ritvon kedushin from Gilmol and Alnof. The Pnei Shuva speaks about it by Yichas and Shabbos Hasad Gimel, Cham Tzvisim and Pebeis, and there's a few other Marmakayimus, one more, the way Sitzchak and Yerchaim, Simon Ramanei, they will talk about, is the Ptur Shnaim She'osu Miyuchit for Shabbos, or is it in all mitzvahs? It's a Ptur in all mitzvahs. So it seems to be Machayiz Yishenim. But also, right, then it's not a very big Chakir of the Mechas Chinach. According to the Sheet, it's the Shnaim She'osu Spata only by Shabbos, it won't be a Ptur by Vezar. According to the Sheet, it's a Ptur everywhere, it should be a Ptur by Vezar also. So I was thinking, maybe you could say as far that there is a tzad to say, even if Shnaim She'osu is a p'tur and kotar kula, is a p'tur, which is the pashtus, it's going down from Basaisa, it's going down from the pasuk of Kamachatus and all of Eris, and really Shnaim She'osu is p'tur and all of Eris, and there's still a svar that a v'ezor should be different. Because a v'ezor be'etzem is really in a very b'machshava. The real is a v'ezor is the person in his mind, he's looking at his getchka as a v'getchka. Now, but then the Torah was only mechayven and machshav if he does a ma'isa shchita. He has to do a ma'isa shchita. But what was the real aver they did? Not that a ma'isa shchita. The real aver he did was the ma'isa of his machshav. By Shabbos and everything else, when the moach of shchita, the ma'isa is the whole aver. That's it. It's not the machshav. It's the ma'isa is the whole aver. But by aver zara, the real thing he did wrong was his machshav. So when they gave the machshav part, each one of them had his own machshav. There was no Shnaim She'osu. Each one of them was a kaif, was the Eved of the Zohar in his mind. He's been going over there. But then you need to have a Maisa with it to be Chayiv. So with that you could say Shnaim She'osu is not a Ptur, because it's not, there's no, on the main part, the Machshava, you don't have Shnaim She'osu, you have each one doing it. But that's why maybe you say, maybe the Mechasa doesn't explain this, but this Mechasa's Chakirid is Shnaim She'osu a Ptur by Shchita of Ezer, maybe we can explain this way. Even if it's a Ptur and Karatur Kula, but Ezer might be different, because the main part of Machshava that each one did on his own. Then the Mechasunach has one more shayla. So what would be the loch of a person, in Shchita we know you have to shech two simonim. What if a person shechted the first simon for Avodah Zarah, and the second simon he shechted not for Avodah Zarah? Would he be chayev or not? Then he finished the Shchita with not Nachashama, or he shechted the first meat for Avodah Zarah, but the final, the Shchita has to be Rav Simonim. When he went over that line, went over the 50% mark, he did it not for Avodah Zarah. Will he be chayev on the meat kama? So Michas Chinuch says, this should be the famous sugya in Chulin, the Chav Tesim Beis, the Machoikas, the Bechner Shlokish, do you say, Yeshnin Shchita Metchim Vat Seif, Einin Shchita Metchim Vat Seif? So Machoikas, is Shchita counted from the beginning, or Shchita only the end, that final part where you go over the 50% mark, when you go over the, when you do Reb Simonim? It's Machoikas, the Bechner Shlokish. And the Gemara says, it's not the Gemara, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, how come Moidim Hechad Shachat Simenecha Levik Achavim Simenecha Yisrael Shib Suma? Everyone's moida if a guy who's possible the shecht did the first simon and then a yid came and shechted the second simon, it'll be possible. The reason is shari nasba meister treifa out of a kachavim, because the first simon, since it wasn't good shechita, he made a meister treifa, it became a treifa, and everyone when the yid shechts already, he's shechting a treifa. And then the Gemara says it's the same thing. But oyin l'soif nami heicha the molik simenech lamata v'simenech l'mayng apsunga. The din is oyin l'soif, you're supposed to shecht. Both, you're supposed to malika lamayim mechutas sikra. You're supposed to hold it on top of the chutas sikra, the top half of the mizbeach, and do malika over there. Chatas is the opposite. Chatas if you do on the bottom half of the mizbeach. But when you do, and when you do a malika in the wrong place, it's possible. But over here, you did the first simon in the wrong place, so the mizbeach, and the second simon you did in the right place. What's the din? So the Gemara says, everyone will be moida that is possible. Because the first simon, since it was done in the wrong place, it was a treifa. It wasn't a good malika, so it was a treifa. And once it's a treifa, you can't finish it. And the Gemara says the whole machlokes of Yeshen and Shechita Metchim Vat Seif is only negeya Shechut Echutz. The halacha of Shechut Echutz is a carbon. You have to shecht inside the zara, or the place we're supposed to shecht it. But if you shecht it outside, you have a lot. That'll be the machlokes. If you shecht it one simon outside of the azara, and then you brought it inside and you finished it off, according to the Rambam, the whole Yeshin Shechita Mechim Vat Seif Yerush Shechut Echutz, because Shechita is the whole process from beginning to end. And the beginning is also Shechita, that you did Bechutz. Hashem came, if you hold in the Shechita Mechim Vat Seif, the only Cheshivas of Shechita is that final part that was mastered, then you won't be over, because that part you did inside. The Shechut Echutz doesn't count, what you did outside. So the Menachas Chaim wants to say the same thing over here. But then you have to understand the Gemara. What's the chunk between the first two halachas of if a guy shechted the miyat kama or the first simon, or if he did the malik in the wrong place, the first simon? That's not cool. Everyone holds that yeshin and shchit mechim vatzayv, and mashen came b'negei shchut echutz. It only goes by the that's the machaikas. Going to mandamein shchit and b'sayv, you won't be chayev. What's the chiluk? So I was thinking, the chiluk is, you know, I saw a little bit different hazard, but I think the real chiluk is that be'etzem, everybody holds that there's a Shem Shechita on the whole Maaseh Shechita, and that's really muchrach. Because how do you ever understand, if the beginning of Shechita is not a Shechita, every time we shecht, we should have a problem of becoming a treifa. Then there's in the Kuvus HaVeshet, there's one of Yichas Treifas. When you start to shecht, you made everybody a Nekev. And so why isn't that a treifa? And then when you finish Shechita, the Teretz is, because it's part of the Maaseh Shechita, there's no din treifa on the Maaseh Shechita. Treifa is halacha before Shechita starts. But once you start the Shechita, we don't have Hilchos Shechitas. It's all part of the Shechita. So everybody will hold that from the beginning to the end, it's all a Maaseh Shechita. And that's why it's not a Treifa. The Machlokes Achorei is just what creates the Hechshah of the Shechita. What is the Chlois Hechshah of the Shechita? The Mandam of the whole Yeshin Shechita Milchim Vatzoyev, he holds that from the Hechshah of the Shechita starts all the way from the beginning. It's all one called Mafreya. When you finish the Shechita, the whole thing was all one was Mashe, was the Hechshah of the Shechita. And Mandam of Enish Shechita Milchim Vatzoyev, no, it was Taka Maaseh Shechita, it's all part of the Maaseh Shechita, and it didn't become a Treifa. But the Chlois Hechshah only happened when you went over that point of Rei, when you went over that 50% mark. That was the Chlois Hechshah. That's what the Gemara is saying. If a guy shechts the beginning, the Maaseh Shechita, the Chodeis, is from Betchim Vat Seif. So you need a Kosher Shechita Betchim Vat Seif. If you do anything possible in the beginning of Shechita, not only a guy shechts, if you do Shi, Adrasa, Father Gram, Vik, if you do any Pesuna Shechita on the first part, will be possible. Because you do have to have a Maaseh Shechita from the beginning, otherwise it's a Treifa. Same thing if you do Malik in the wrong place, it has a Shem Shechita. And if you do in the wrong place, it'll be a Treifa. But b'negeya the hechsher of the shechita, that's the machoikas. And b'negeya shechut echutz, you could say that's how halacha dafka in the hechsher of the shechita, the chois hechsher of the shechita. The Torah said chois hechsher of the shechita has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, not the outside. But the ma'aseh shechita, if you do on the outside, that doesn't bother us. That's why the whole machoikas is only b'negeya shechut echutz. The Menachas Chinuch wants to say the same thing b'negeya avodah zara. And what will be the chakir? The chakir will be if you will say that the The Issa the Zohar goes by the Chalois Hechshel Shechita. If it goes by the Maisa Shechita, then the Chalodeis, it should be Asa. If you did, well, maybe not, because over here, the Mir Basra, you did not Lashem by the Zohar. In this case, we Shechita once in the Zohar and once in Nacha by the Zohar. So if you say Yeshin Shechita Uchinu Atzoif, that even the beginning was the Chalois Hechshel Shechita, you tak will be chayev. But the mice, you had a chayes hechshel shechita on the shem avodah zarah. But if you hold a chayes hechshel shechita is only on the end, then you can say there's no issa avodah zarah on that. The way we're going to go, so Agav, if we emphasize Shrei Rambam, the Rambam has a Shrei Loshon. The Rambam says, let's see, I had it down here somewhere. The Rambam says a Loshon that if a goy shechs, the first simon, it's possible because Yeshin and Shechita Mechim Vatzayf. It's another Shechita. Yeshin and Shechita Mechim Vatzayf. So Lech Mishnah, yes, the Gemara said it's not Tongi that Machoikas. The Lech Mishnah, yes, the Gemara said that if a Goy Shech is even according to Mandamain and Shechita and Mechim Vatzayf. So why is what I'm saying is because of Yeshin and Shechita Mechim Vatzayf? But we're learning, you can say that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that when they gave the Maisa Shechita, Hakom Moidim Yeshin and Shechita Mechim Vatzayf. That's the Lashon Rambam. When you want to learn some little bit the sisters of Shabbos, there's plenty of time to learn about Shabbos. And also, when you learn about the sugyas on the Pasha, I was thinking, you know, we can't always learn, obviously, all the sugyas that are on the Pasha, but one of the sugyas is the mitzvah of Muna, that's definitely not a mitzvah to skip. That's definitely a sugya that we should learn. But I'm going to learn today a little bit of the Rambam in Perek Beis, Ochel Zavay Dezer, Alach HaGimel. And then the written copy of the Shia, I have a few more written up on that mitzvah of Amunah. You can have a copy.